Romans 8:19, the unveiling. If a new painting by Leonardo da Vinci were found, people around the world would eagerly await its unveiling. Romans 8:19 speaks of the revelation or the unveiling of the sons of God. This will happen after Christ returns. It does not mean that we become sons of God at that time, but that our identity as the sons of God will be fully manifested and made visible to all creation, which waits in eager expectation for that day. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:19. The creation waits in eager expectation for the revelation of the sons of God. The meditation question is, what is the revelation of the sons of God? Why is creation waiting in eager expectation? When we see the problems and brokenness in the world, we wonder, how can it ever be fixed? However, Romans 8:19 indicates that God already has a plan, but is waiting for the time when his sons and daughters will be fully revealed so that this plan can be fulfilled. Creation itself is waiting for that day to come. Somehow God's creation senses or knows that the things are not as they should be, and that a restoration is coming. This restoration will coincide with the full manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Although God could restore the created order in a blink of an eye, he has chosen to do it in conjunction with redeeming mankind from sin and making us his children. As we have seen in Romans 8, we are already the children of God. However, the full manifestation of the children of God will take place after the return of Christ. In verse 23, Paul connects our full adoption to sonship with the resurrection of our bodies. I will share other verses that describe the resurrection bodies that we will receive. In 1 Corinthians 15:50 to 52, of course, a very famous passage, Paul explains that we will receive imperishable resurrection bodies. Verse 50, it says, I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishable inherit imperishable. Verse 51, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed. Verse 52, in the flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Very powerful words. 1 John 3:2 states that when Jesus appears, we will be like him. We will receive an eternal body like Jesus had after he arose from the dead. It says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. And then Philippians 3:20 and 21. Says that Jesus will transform our earthly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. We eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body. These verses confirm that we will receive eternal bodies like Jesus had when he rose from the dead. This is all more than amazing. The Greek word used in the phrase, the revelation of the sons of God, is apokalypsis, which means to reveal or to unveil. All of creation eagerly awaits this because the impact of mankind's sin will be reversed and the world will be renewed and restored to God's original design. Many people believe that we are the children of God, or that they are the children of God, and that their bodies will be resurrected. However, few relate these beliefs to God's ultimate plan for creation. Perhaps some people perceive the revelation of the sons of God as like a grand family reunion in the sky. Paul teaches, however, in this passage that our sonship and full manifestation as children of God are central to God's ultimate plan for the universe. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we are your children. Thank you that you will give us eternal bodies and we will be like Jesus. Thank you that as your children, we are a part of your eternal plan for the universe. In Christ's name, amen. At the end of each study in Romans 8, I've shared Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. There are many reasons for this emphasis, which I will share little by little. First, sharing the word with one another is a dynamic and a very essential part of friends' Bible study. God works powerfully in our lives when we share the word with others, and most of our growth as disciples of Jesus and our understanding of the scriptures comes through sharing the word. God wants to restore the sharing of the word as a lifestyle in the body of Christ. I want to encourage and challenge you all, my friends, to share the word daily.